Zakta Mishnah Vayitam Masechta Shua is Peri Gimel Mishnah Ches. All right, so in the previous Mishnah, all we learned about a Shua Shav is what the punishment is. If for Mezid, there's Makas for Shagi or Potter. Now the Mishnah is going to ask, well, what is a Shua Shav? Eze Hui Shuas Shav. Which type of Shua is called, literally, a meaningless Shua or an oath in vain? Zakta Mishnah Nishba, if a person swears, Lashanis es Hayidua La'odam. Three people know that something is not true, and he swears that it is true. For example, Omar ala amad shel evan, he says about a pillar of stone, you should know, shehu shel zav, he swears that it's made out of gold. Or va'ala ish, about a certain man, shehi isha. Or the other way around, va'ala isha shehi ish. So that's one type of shua shav, where at least three people know that what he's saying is just not true. Another type of shua shav is, nishba al davar shehi efshir, he's swearing in regard to something that's impossible. He says like this. This other Batanur explains it. I ask for all the pears in the world upon myself, Imlai Re'isi, if I didn't see Gamal Shapireach Biavir, a camel flying through the air. The Imlai Re'isi, where he says, I ask for all the pears in the world, if I didn't see Nachash, a snake, Kekiris Beisabad, with the image of the beam on the olive press. Camels don't fly through ears, and snakes don't look like olive press beams. They could be as thick as the olive press beam, but it doesn't look like an olive press beam. This is called a shvua shav, another type of shvua shav. A third type is amal eidim. This person says to witnesses, Boyu veiduni, come and testify for me. And they answer, shvua shaloi ni'idach. We swear we will not come and say eidus for you. That's a shvua shav. Why? The answer is because they're obligated to come and say Eidus for him. The Torah says, if you know Eidus about someone, you have to come to Bezin to say it. The Torah says, Im lo yagid v'nasa avaynai. So this is a case of nishba levatalis a mitzvah. Again, he's swearing to violate a mitzvah. Or let's say someone swears shalei lasi sukkah, not to make a sukkah. Now the Mishnah means not to live in a sukkah, because there's no technical chiyuv to make a sukkah, but you have to eat and sleep in the sukkah. Ushalai lit a lulav, where he swears not to take a lulav. Ushalai leniach tefillin, not to put on tefillin. So we've said all along the shvuas are not chal. In other words, in terms of whether he has to listen to what he said, it's not chal. That's shvuas bitui. But there's another kind of shvua that he's over, that's shvua shav, because he made a meaningless shvua. Zuhi shvuas shav. All these shvuas mentioned over here are examples of a shvua shav, where we said that the halach is shechayavin al zdayna makis, where b'mezid is chayiv makis, val shegi gase pater, and b'shegi is pater. Okay, so our Mishnah basically told us that there are three types of shua shav. One is, he says something which we know is not true. Another is, he says something which is impossible. Like he says, all peres should be usher to me. If I didn't see a camel flying through the air, or a snake that looks like an olive press beam. And the third type of shua shav is if he swears to be mevatel a mitzvah, he will not come to Bezdin to say Eidus when he knows Eidus. He won't live in the sukkah. He won't take a lulav. He won't put on tefillin. These are all examples of a shua shav.